Sara Odawa. I believe that's it. Sara, is that, did I get that correct?
Yes, you did. Thank you.
Sahara?
For pronouncing it. It's actually Sahara.
Sahara. Yes. Sahara Odawa, that's Senate District 55, the DFL candidate down there. This is Prior Lake area. It would be a Democratic pickup, and I would love to be able to pick this seat up. Thank you very much. I appreciate the time today.
Thank you for having me, Matt. I appreciate it.
I tell you what, let's first find out a little bit about who exactly is Sahara Odawa.
Yes. So Sara Odawa, say Sara, I am a first-generation American. I've lived in Shakopee for a little bit over 5 years now. I have a daughter who attends Red Oak Elementary School and an active Shakopee Girls Basketball Association League. And so I do have a bachelor's in natural applied science, which I've graduated from the University of Southern Maine, and a master's in public health from the University of New England. So I have lived for the most part of my life on the East Coast, but now adjusted living in the Midwest. And I have worked closely with many communities throughout my work and volunteer experiences. I've worked with the new American or immigrant population, as well as communities or individuals with mental health illnesses. And so a big part of my experiences have been really working closely with the people with mental health illnesses and also with chemical dependency. And so that is a little bit about me, but I am a basketball player by not profession, but by as a hobby. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I enjoy reading. I am really, a first-time candidate, however, just really big on social issues. And that has led me to want to run. I do feel that in our district, in particularly District 55 in Shakopee, we have seen a deficit in mental health services, in whether that be in hospitals or in, facilities that would or service towards individuals with mental health illnesses and in schools. And especially in during this time with COVID-19, there's been so much, inequities in mental health. And so I am currently serving as a board member for the Scott County Mental Health Local Advisory Council and have been a part of the Shakopee Diversity Alliance as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, part of my experiences have led me to really promote change. Really, we have not been seeing those changes out in our district, and I would be a good representation to unite our communities and to really put forth the changes that we really need.
Well, from your experience, and obviously you mentioned that there was some deficiencies within the district there, how hard has it been? I mean, if you're professionally been working in this element, I mean, have there been just not a lot of people receptive to the idea? I mean, I think I hear a lot of people say, oh, I'd love to do more for mental health. The problem is there's no money for it because, frankly, that's just something that politicians generally will not put money into. And so is that been the problem, or is it just even an apprehension, kind of just the idea of addressing this is persona non grata within the district?
Yes, I think it would be more so towards addressing, bringing awareness to the issue. We've seen this with COVID-19, the need to illustrate, clearly the importance of fully funding our public and mental health programs. Even before the COVID-19 pandemic, we've had major health disparities existing in the state, and especially you've seen this with people of color, American Indians, people with disabilities, people living in poverty, and members of the LGBTQ communities, which have seen that we have had less opportunity for health, health services, access to health services, as well as, experienced members of the LGBT community having less opportunity for health and experience worse health outcomes in the state. And so the need to improve funding is crucial. And to reduce health risk behaviors, as well as, I would definitely promote and advocate on state health care costs to community health, behavioral, and mental health services. And so part of being on the local advisory council for mental health, we do address the disparities. We address, you know, better mental health outcomes, especially in homelessness. And so these are really big issues that we address and have seen that in talking to a lot of the constituents in our district, that there needs to be more efficient and effective, cost-effective mental health services in place.
I'm not sure how much you've caught of what the governor has said towards education. You bring up mental health, and one of the things which is clear is that there's a lot of kids. I've got two kids myself, and I can see how this whole crisis, especially not being able to go to school, has weighed on them. I've got friends who have younger kids, and they feel as if their children missing this interactive time with their children their own age, we're talking 7, 8 years old, that this is having an impact. I don't know how much you heard of Walz's plan and the government's plan on reopening here, but what is your thoughts in regards to during a pandemic, how we approach education, particularly from the side of mental health?
Yes, that is a great question, and I do fully support Governor Walz's decision. And personally, from my own, from being a mother, a single parent, it's very important that we, ensure that the health and safety of our children comes first, and teachers as well. And I would really, and with school districts planning, I do feel the need that we really need to strategically plan in ensuring that, students have access to not only distance learning, but also the opportunity to go back to school safely and also without, obviously risking the exposure of COVID-19. It's very important that, the teachers and the school staff are thoroughly prepped, and in, during the COVID-19 epidemic, really ensuring that they're well adverse with resources, they're well equipped, and that they have, the opportunity to teach students online or kind of a hybrid learning opportunity to have students have the opportunity to go back to school, but in a safe manner. And so I would definitely support Governor Walz's decision, and I am keeping up with what's been going on. I do know that they have a really serious decision to make, but I do know that it will be the best for all Minnesotans.
Sara Adawa is joining us, Senate District 55. Let's talk about the district. Obviously, when I think of 55, one of the things, it's a changing district. When I was a kid, I graduated in 86. When I was a kid, it was farm country. It was, there was, as a matter of fact, there were people still, Prior Lake, that was a lot of vacation homes still. People didn't live there and come into the community. It is now very much part of the metro area, very much expanding. Talk about growth, because obviously with that, we want to make sure with the roads and the expansion, business opportunities, development, they're happening in the right manner. Talk about that. I mean, are you feeling like the growth that you've seen out in Senate District 55, has it been adequate?
I definitely think so. I do know that there is a growth in diversity. Shakopee and in Prior Lake is growing. We have a lot of African descent immigrants, people who are moving from throughout other parts in Minnesota, moving to the suburbs, to buy homes. And home ownership is another opportunity for those that have lived in, say, for example, the Twin Cities, are looking to buy homes. And so people are becoming homeowners for the first time. We're seeing more opportunities with workforce. We have Amazon. We have a lot of manufacturing companies out in Shakopee. And so you see a lot of, employees finding homes and moving into the suburbs to work and provide for their families. And it's growing, and we're growing in diversity. We have a big African, Asian, and Hispanic community dispersed throughout the district, and you're seeing that growth in diversity out in these areas and increased manufacturing jobs. And so, yes, I have seen that, and it is continuing to grow, but we will need to, address the need for unity and solidarity, because racial injustice is growing. We've seen that with George Floyd's tragic death. And, you know, we really need to work on creating racial equality and bringing our communities together to have these conversations. Although it is difficult to bring up, but in reality, in the long run, if we are, you know, working towards unity, we need to talk to our neighbors and we need to really have open-minded discussions about, you know, how can we best, you know, work together and build trust with law enforcement. But it is coming down to, you know, just working together, promoting changes, positive changes for the better. And, you know, we are seeing these changes in the economic sector and with the growing diversity in this district, which is amazing.
I want to drive people to help out because, once again, this would be a pickup for the DFL if we were to get this. Senate District 55, currently held by the Republicans. Sarah Odawa, once again, what's the best way to get to your campaign page?
Yes. So for viewers who'd love to learn more about my platform and donate, there is a donation page on my website. It is Sahra, so it's spelled S-A-H-R-A for F-O-R-M-N .com.
S-A-H-R-A-F-O-R-M-N.com. Sahra Odawa. Sarah, congratulations on this. All my best to you. Also, if you want to volunteer, make sure you go over and fill out a volunteer form. Help her out. Let's help flip Senate District 55. Thank you very much. I really appreciate the time today.
It has been an honor, and thank you so much, Matt, for having me on today. I do appreciate it.
I appreciate it as well, especially on a very busy news day with the governor's announcement.